This morning, up to 1,000 protesters converged on San Francisco's Justin Hermann Plaza and marched through the city's financial district to the Merchants Exchange Building, where the Wells Fargo Group was holding its annual shareholders meeting. The protesters called themselves the 99% Takeover. KALW's RTM's Konohovs was there and brings us this report.
Protesters demanded a total moratorium on foreclosures. They said Wells Fargo's lending practices were immoral and accused the bank's leadership of being insensitive to the needs of ordinary people. Barbara Stebbins from Berkeley is a former client of Wells Fargo. She was holding a sign asking the bank to stop predatory lending.
Why? I'm a former Wells Fargo customer. No longer. I have moved my money out of that predatory lending institution.
Why?
And I'm very happy to be here to support a movement to bring to the attention of shareholders of Wells Fargo just how bad their lending practices are.
The demonstrators included members of the Bay Area Occupy movement, representatives of the United Service Workers Union, and several local religious leaders. Reverend Gloria Del Castillo is a Wells Fargo customer, currently going through foreclosure.
After many years working hard and saving money and being a loyal customer of Wells Fargo Bank, I'm about to lose my home. I asked them 3 times for a loan modification so I could stay in my home, and Wells Fargo refused.
About 12 Wells Fargo shareholders were actively supporting the demonstrations. Many were escorted out by security after repeatedly shouting during the CEO's remarks. Another group of people chained themselves to one of the building entrances that shareholders were using to get inside. At least 20 people have been arrested so far. A Wells Fargo spokeswoman told the San Francisco Chronicle that the bank was committed to responsible lending. She said it had forgiven $4.1 billion in loans since 2009 and had offered loan modification to 740,000 people. In San Francisco, I'm Artem Skonohovs for Cross Currents.